Well, it's fall time. It's Monday. We have things to talk about, like Toyota and its tone on EVs, Ford's missing its blue ovals, and Target is talking tinsel time already? Everywhere I go, the people really it's like Groundhog Day. How many retailers can start Christmas? We'll talk about it. Actually, let's not talk about that, because if we talk about it now, we're not going to talk about it later.
I'm just going to get sideways about it. I'm going to get so mad.
I had a whole other experience in Costco that we could talk about, too.
Oh, no.
It was good. It was good.
Paul, say it ain't so.
Welcome to another amazing week in retail automotive. We got a lot of things coming up. Some of the things, travel is like...
It's coming in hot.
Firing back up.
Fall travel, ready to go.
Man, because, I mean, not only summer travel, right? The summer travel lull where, you know, it just every dies down a little bit. But then, like, 4 months of intensive planning for a SotoCon, and we really only went to Philly a handful of times, right? It's because we were so head down. And so now it feels like firing back up. There are a few things that we're about to do. NAMAT is next week, dude. Next week.
My wife and I were looking at that. We were like, wait a second. When did it all of a sudden become October? Oh. How is this even possible?
It's next week. So we'll be at NAMAT, but we're also super excited that we are going to be leading the industry's first ever creative track at a workshop, like at a conference. There's never been one that I'm aware of. I don't think you have either, but we're literally going to get in the dirt with the creatives saying, like, this is the best practices. Let's make some things together. Let's talk about best practices. We brought in a rock star crew, and it's at Brian Pasch's Modern Retailing Conference, which used to be AAAS, November 13th through 15th in Palm Beach. If you have creatives on your team and you're like, I want to find a way to invest in them. People always say that to us, right? Always.
That's what's interesting is everybody wants to find a way to invest in their creatives, but it's not been like widely known on how you do that. It's like, how do I get better videos? How do I get better graphic design? How do I get better X from a creative? And the majority of the resources have been outside of auto. And so we're just bringing some of those resources in. And it's really cool that Brian kind of sees it as an opportunity to bring us along and do this together, because goodness knows, I'm telling you, if our industry gets creative right, we have a chance to tell our story better. Like, it's an industry-wide and, like, individual dealership. If you get creative right, you have an opportunity to tell your story better.
It's not even an opportunity. You're going to tell your story better.
You will.
But your internal team is going to be charged up, but your ad spend is going to go way down. Let's just say that. If you have better creative, your ad spend goes way down. Like,
literally,
hands down. If you want to join us, and we hope you will, can go to asotu.com/MRC. MRC for Modern Retailing Conference. asotu.com/MRC. Get a discount on your tickets. Come hang out with me and Kyle and Darren Doan, Ali Pinion, Nathaniel Grecklick. We're going to be tight in this. We're going to teach your creatives in this. We are going to send them home excited and energized to make better things for your store, absolutely, which makes better things for everyone else. And why would you not? If you don't send them, like, I don't want to hear that I'm looking for a way to invest in my creative ever again.
I need better creative.
We're trying to solve the problem for you, for crying out loud. We're trying to solve it for you.
Let's go.
What else? We got auto collabs. Go ahead. What do you got? Hey, what?
Auto collabs is coming. We're moving to twice a week for auto collabs. We got them on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
As opposed to twice a day? That wasn't sustainable.
Let you breathe a little bit. Take in the knowledge. Take in the information. It's coming in. What you've got also is a brand new series that we'll be starting to talk about a little bit. But if you're in the know, you're in the know. We've got a SotoCon Sessions. We, ourselves and three other incredible podcast hosts, Alana Shabte, Michael Cirillo, and Glenn Lundy, hosted a little 10 to 15 minute conversations at SotoCon. And look, they got real talk. So today we're firing it up with Effective's Anthony Gingoli and Ashley Puckett. And we'll have episodes now through like mid-November, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for you. So get that little, it's just little quick hits of information, knowledge, some community build and conversation around what's happening in automotive. But they're a lot of fun.
But with other people, we try to put on the spot. We're okay with putting each other on a spot. It's fun to put other people on the spot. So you can just link it up. It's linked up here. Or you can just search AsotuCon Sessions, and there's an episode 00, so you can kind of get a little preview, and I love it. It's live. There's some ambient noise, which I think adds to the flavor and the character of the session. Yeah, like, we were there, no doubt. On Auto Collabs, actually, tomorrow, it was just got added, Jason Stein is the guest tomorrow. So Auto Collab's going to have a great guest tomorrow. All right. So if you haven't figured it out, we make a lot of content. Make a lot of content. Because everyone can't listen to everything. And by the way, if you're not subscribed to our email, that email list is growing like a weed. You should be on it. If you're not, just go to asotu.com and you will have the most fun and informative email in retail automotive, hands down, fully guaranteed, money back guarantee in your inbox every morning.
We're just going to call it 5 minutes of fun. That's the new tagline for the newsletter.
Five minutes of fun. I learned something, right?
Yes. Exactly.
All right, we have some things to learn.
Speaking of learning something.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Segue.
Time. Didn't do it. Speaking of learning something. Well, here's a great story. Toyota, and we've talked about this in the past, and we've talked about Toyota specifically. It's interesting that other people are noticing and they're catching a little heat for it. Toyota is subtly shifting its tone toward EV adoption in response to some investors and environmental critics who say the company isn't doing enough to quickly mass adopt EVs. They have been one of the most cautious critics of the shift, and basically saying we're not going to have enough materials as fast as everyone wants us to have. They're not saying they don't want them faster. They're just saying we don't think we're going to have them. And they also think that, you know, consumers might not want them as much as everybody is saying. Instead, Toyota doubled down on its move to a very successful move to increase production of hybrid vehicles.
This is a big deal for me because it's right now their hybrid technology already accounts for 30% of its deliveries worldwide, which is something that majority of manufacturers can't actually tout. So they've actually taken the walk.
Well, not everybody even has a hybrid option.
Exactly.
Let's face
I love that they're walking through it, though. It's like, all right, we went from ICE vehicles, internal combustion, and then we've grown and introduced this hybrid technology into the market, and not just introduced it, but like penetrated into the market at 30% of our total retail deliveries. Like, they have a track record of moving into new technologies well. So
I don't understand the flack. I mean, it's you know, so there's some major investment funds, Danish fund. Let's see if I can get this right. Akademiker, that sounded pretty dangerous. Akademiker Pension.
That was pretty strong.
That's pretty good. Which manages around $19 billion on behalf of academic institutions and school employees. They have battled Toyota for almost 2 years on what they say as the automaker's opposition to measures promoting EV adoption, saying their EV skepticism was jeopardizing their valuable brand to the detriment of shareholder interests. I mean, look, you think a Danish company, very, you know, kind of very environmentally forward, and they also happen to have a much smaller country to power. You know, it's like just very much. So what are we saying? Akito Toyota with a D, if you didn't know, Akito Toyota is the CEO of Toyota. He's a prominent voice of caution about EVs and questioned whether or not they are as environmentally friendly as advertised, right? Like, there's no such thing as a fossil fuel or as emissions-free vehicle, right? There's no such thing. It's where did the emissions actually come from in the production of that vehicle? So look, people at Toyota, like strip
mining acres of land for a single battery, you know,
I know things, we're not saying that it's like not beneficial. We're just saying like, just step back for a second and let's give it a real solid assessment. But you know, the pop culture narrative is just pulling everything forward, and Toyota's the one that's saying like, we're going to take a measured approach, and they're betting that when the other shoe drops, right, when the material shortages are real and when it has a hard time, Toyota's going to be in a place where like, look, we're still on sound footing, we're stable. They have a history of being right about stuff in general.
Really,
you know, people at the company say that Toyota has been advised by their PR firm to withhold negative comments about the transition. According to Emma Harbor, VP of an advisory firm, Sage, who worked with Toyota in the past, she says Toyota has flipped over and they felt the change in tide on how consumers and politicians and other stakeholders are feeling about their transition. So we asked the question, what's actually driving the change? Is it the weighing machine where it's based on evidence and fact and results, or the voting machine, which is based on comments and social pressure?
Well, the shareholders want the stock to act like a voting machine, but Toyota is leaned in on their history saying, hey, look, we're going to take the measured approach to revenue and to retailing, which is leaning into the fact that they are still a weighing machine.
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, I think there's probably a little bit to gain on both sides of things, right? With Toyota being such an innovative company over the years, you know, hey, maybe they could lead the charge in this and be the ones to kind of look toward. Although I will say this, like from a technology perspective, we talked with Brian Kramer when he was still with Toyota and some of the things that he knew about of what they're doing in just like core, you know, software technology
yep.
is like, I think just people don't even know what's going on behind the scenes.
No,
and they don't. And sometimes the best companies are working behind the scenes more than they are out in the open. So
that's actually that description sounds a lot like Toyota to me.
Yep.
Well, speaking of things that are out in the open.
Stop. Segway. Time.
Yeah. Ford just issued an earnings warning, which reduced its earnings for Q3 by over $1 billion and also announced there'll be between 40 and 45,000 vehicles awaiting parts to be completed. That's not the most interesting part to me anyway. Although the company isn't talking openly about it, sources confirm with the Wall Street Journal that it is a lack of the iconic oval Ford badge. That and the nameplates that they put on the car that's causing the delay. I always imagined there was just like bins and bins of those things.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? Just like, I'll just put another badge on that sucker. But that just goes to show you how tightly people are managing supply these days. The company considered options like 3D printing and some more like instant production of these in the interim, but they're like, the quality is just not going to be there. And the shortage, after like I looked into it a little further, the shortage is linked to a company called Tribar Manufacturing. They're in a Detroit suburb. They do badges for a lot of vehicles in Ford and GM. And they had a shutdown because they had an environmental issue where one of their employees actually overrode the like the chemical alarm 460 times in 1 hour.
Oh.
How many times do you have to press the button in a minute to get to do that? Like, what else was he doing at the time? But the alarms were saying that their chemicals are being released, you know, from the manufacturing process into nearby waterways. This triggered a big environmental thing. They said that Tribar hindered the investigation. They told all the residents, like, they put them not on like a boil water. It was like a no contact. It was like, don't touch the water.
Wild,
isn't it? But they found out that there were elevated levels of, I think it was chromium or something like that. But not over the limit because of the plant's filtration. And, you know, they had done some stuff and dumped a bunch of crap in the Hudson before. Either way, that's not really Ford's problem. Ford's problem is that they don't have badges for the cars.
They ain't got badges, which is why they can't. Which, can you imagine being like,
all right, car's done. And the guy goes, reaches the cup. He's like,
there's none left, boss. Bring it down by a billion. Just bring it down by a billion. Not a problem. Kind of blows my mind that level
day and times.
I mean, hey, look, when you're dependent on a company, absolutely. Right? When the supply chain breaks, the supply chain breaks. Doesn't matter what it is.
Especially and look, that.
You can't deliver a Ford without a Ford badge on it, right? I mean,
the comments section that it's linked up in the article here. The comments section is very entertaining. It's a mix of people saying, you know what, like actually I've had a Ford truck for like 3 or 4 years and the badge kind of falls apart anyway.
It comes off anyway.
The best comment by far, he was like, well, it doesn't really matter because like 75% of the badges are about to be replaced with the Punisher logo anyway.
That's great.
So
that's so good.
Not laughing about Ford's problems, just trying to make a little light of the irony of the situation. But Ford is coming back strong, and they're still maintaining their end of year revenue, meaning that their Q4, they're saying they're looking to rebound and post a substantially larger profit than they did last year.
So here's the thing. If you got a 3D printer sitting at home and you got a Ford badge, just mirror that thing and start shipping them jokers, because you could be responsible for some serious Q4 revenue.
Speaking of Q4 revenue, that's the first time. I think that's the first time literally bump spat. We both tried to spike the ball.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think we lost the point, but still, go ahead, Kyle. Why don't you lean into this one in our final minutes.
Last week we talked about Walmart rolling out its no concerns return options starting on October 1st. And in a wild turn of events, not really so wild, it seems like there are more companies looking to move Black Friday sales earlier into October, one of those being Target. Target has recently announced they're kicking off its holiday season push with its biggest ever Deal Days promotion from Thursday, October 6th to October 8th. So check them out, target.com, not buying advice, where the retailer will offer hundreds of thousands of incredible deals. And here's the kicker.
This is a good one.
Will price match everything they offer through December 24th.
That's commitment.
That's some commitment. That's saying we're coming strong with these offers. That's saying we're going to be in for, this is what I actually really like this, because the buying season for Christmas is already stressful enough. You're like, what do I get my mother-in-law? Right. But now you, at the, that buying season also gets more stressful by the fact that it's like, when do I buy it? You know, hey, look, just buy it when it makes sense. And Target's going to take care of you. So that's a pretty strong offer.
I mean, it's following. Everybody seems to be doing this. I have some anecdotal evidence too. Walmart last week announcing that they're going to do their program. Now Target announcing their program. Everybody's hiring a bunch of people. Target hired 100,000 people. They said they fulfill 95% of their own online orders. So they got people picking shelves and delivering. I was in Costco over the weekend. And was it still? It is still September. I was like, was it still September? Like it's already October. Yes, it is still September. And it was September. And what you see, I was expecting like Halloween decorations and costumes. They had all the Christmas trees, the ribbon, the wrapping paper, the outside decorations, Christmas, rows and rows of Christmas gifts. And I was like, everybody is like all over Christmas this year. And probably some of it is that people are going to be back to stores en masse, right? Obviously, you know, like the pandemic's over, people are shopping, you see people just mingling in and about, able to go wherever they want, unless it's a more, never mind, I won't go talk about morning brew for a second, but people are just doing their shopping thing. And I think everybody knows that the financial situation isn't going to get any better or any looser. So they're like trying to incentivize people to spend their money now.
That's exactly what it is. It's going, hey, look, there's a finite amount of funds. We need to capture them as early as possible. And so, I mean, thinking about that from an automotive retail perspective, think about like the December push for retail in automotive and what that might mean for available funds in consumers' pockets and how you can start to incentivize. And I mean, if customers are already getting this communication, why not lean into it? I mean, Target already has.
I have a suggestion. A humble suggestion for anyone that runs a December to remember promotion. A Toyota does all the time, right? With Lexus?
Every year.
Here it is. Ready? December to remember, but in October.
Just bad.
What do you think? Just go for it. Let's do it. It's Monday. We're swinging for the fence on Monday. Everyone's going to take our branding advice. We're not going to get any of the credit for it, but that's okay because we just show up to do this for you every day so you can go out there and do it for somebody else. So go.